14 to 16. It's called the soulish man. The natural man cannot understand the things of God. He has a soul. He has the ability to understand human phenomena. But his human spirit is inactive. The ability to understand spiritual phenomenon is cold. So this man is cold. The second type of person in the human race. And remember, this is as far as God's concerned. This is not according to Fox and ABC and NBC and all this. Second type of person is a spiritual believer. This is all in 1 Corinthians 2. It's a spiritual believer. Not just a believer, but a spiritual believer. He's saved, has an activated human spirit, indwelt by the Holy Spirit, but he consistently walks in the power of the Spirit. This one is hot. This one is cold. This one's cold. This one's hot. Cold, in the way we're talking about it, is just it's cold, like cold, cold. Chunks of coal. Hank Williams had a song, Cold, Cold Heart. Just cold. Then the opposite of that in the human race, a spiritual believer who is hot. That is a believer walking in the power of the Spirit. The third member in the human race is a carnal believer. Carnal, fleshly. He is like the spiritual believer in that he has an activated human spirit. So here is a carnal believer. He is like the spiritual believer in that he has an activated human spirit. He has the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. There's only one problem. He does not walk in the power of the Spirit. He's not controlled by the Spirit. And therefore, he is lukewarm. Lukewarm. Now, we got cold, unbeliever. Hot, spiritual believer. And coming up in the next verse, lukewarm, that's a carnal believer not walking in the power of the Spirit. Let's just talk about it in a moment while that's there. He's